And now, the science of screams. If you're like most people, that got your attention. NPR's John Hamilton reports on new research that explains why.
Screams are primal, and they are the first way we communicate. David Popol at New York University says that's one reason researchers in his lab did a study of screams.
Many of the postdocs in my lab are in the middle of having kids, and of course, screams were very much on their mind. So it made perfect sense for them to be obsessed with this topic.
Popol is the senior author of the study, which appears in the journal Current Biology.
We were interested in trying to figure out, well, what makes a scream? Why do they work so effectively? And what is it that allows us to respond so quickly and with such high accuracy to screams?
So the team created a database of screams. Screams from movies, screams from the internet, and screams from lots of people who agreed to step into a sound booth. Popol says an analysis of these screams found that they're not like any other sounds people make.
Screams occupy their own sort of little patch of the soundscape that doesn't seem to be used for other things.
Lots of sounds are loud and high-pitched like a scream. The difference is something called the amplitude modulation rate. It's how often the loudness of a sound changes. When someone is talking, the modulation rate is about 5 changes a second. But when someone is screaming, it can jump to more than 100 changes a second. Popol says that gives the sound a quality called roughness. So we hear this instead of just a high, loud voice like this. Popol says screams are the only human sound with this sort of roughness. But the team learned that some artificial sounds can elicit that same visceral response.
Car alarms, house alarms, sirens work exactly on the same principle of, and they have this roughness modulation.
That was a surprise. So next, Popol's team wanted to see how these sounds affect the brain.
Do screams actually activate the brain in a particular way that signals that it's not just a sound that you're hearing, but it's a sound that signals scariness, fear, something that requires an immediate and effective response?
To find out, they had people rate the scariness of lots of screams. Then the team monitored the brain activity of volunteers as they listened to the screams. As expected, Popol says there was lots of activity in areas that process sound.
But the interesting thing is that the amygdala, the circuitry associated with generating fear responses, was activated increasingly the more scary a sound was rated.
So why have humans evolved to scream? Popol says the answer may get back to babies.
If you hear that kind of scream, does it elicit a much, much quicker reaction from a caregiver?
Most parents would probably say yes. John Hamilton, NPR News.
If that screaming sound drove you crazy, you can talk to us about it online, social networks, Facebook, Twitter. Our handle is almost always NPRATC. You can reach me at NPR Audie and Robert.
Yes.
Your Twitter handle?
RSiegel47.
He answers, we promise.